Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Well, perhaps my next guest will be tapping into the knowledge on offer at Music Exchange because she's brand new to the music industry. In fact, she's just released her debut single a couple of weeks ago. But of course, this platform is all about discovering new up-and-coming talent as well as celebrating the established artists. So it's a real pleasure for us to welcome Nitsha to the show today. And that is her real name, not a stage name, in case you're wondering. She's joining us from Gordon's Bay, but it's a very long way from her initial upbringing in the small town of Sabi in Mpumalanga, and then in the Nelspruit area, as it would have been called there, in Mbombela today. Nitsha, it's great to have you with us on Cape Talk. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Papa. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Great to have you with us. I believe your family weren't actually that into music themselves. Nitsha, what made you decide to start singing lessons when you were only 8 years old?
I think that was part of my mom's decision. I wasn't always like the one choosing it for myself. So she was like always, let's go for singing classes and so on. So I think even though I always turned a few opportunities down, music always found its way back on my part. So I really do believe that it's meant to be now. So yeah.
I mean, how did you end up at the point of being ready to release your own music and perhaps build a full-time career for yourself? It's a long way from Sabi to Gordon's Bay. Tell us about some of the big steps along the way.
Well, I was born in Sabi and I did my matric in Nelspruit. So, and after that, we made a decision for me to come to Cape Town. And I made contact with Carl Peterson because I got really inspired by a friend. I think I played in one of my songs, one of the covers that I sang, and he was like, you have to do something about it. Mm-hmm. So I made contact with Carl regarding songwriting, and we arranged our first session. And we just started from the first session working on the song, and I think we finished the song within 5 sessions. So it was really, really fast.
And Kyle, of course, an artist who needs little introduction. We've had him on the show many times before, speaking about his own compositions, about his group performances, somebody who's incredibly influential in this market. You wrote together, he's produced the track for you, Nitsha, and it's out into the world. That's always a step into the unknown, an act of great courage to put your creation out there for other people to judge. How does it feel to have taken that plunge?
Wow, that was a really big step, because even with the music video that we released, because I've never done this before, the first dislike was like, really, I was so disappointed. I was like, what's wrong? And did I do something? Was there something wrong with the video? And I have to say, Kyle is really a motivational, inspired person. And I'm really glad that I had to cross roads with him, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think the single would have turned out the way it did. After we wrote the words, he was like, he already heard the whole song in his head, which was really, really nice. And I've actually learned a lot from him. So, yeah, I think without Carl, I wouldn't have been, so positive about this. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to play out the show with that single today. But before we say goodbye to you, Nitsha, future plans, are you happy enough with the response to number one that you're carrying on with the next one?
We're definitely busy with a new single, which I'm excited about. So, I think I'm really excited for what lies ahead.
Obviously, a tough time to be starting out right now, given what the industry's been through, given the absence of a lot of the live performance opportunities, although that's gradually starting to creep back in. Nitsha, I mean, you've had lockdown to work on your music. Are you at the point where you're ready to start sharing it with audiences in a live setting yet?
That is something I'm going to have to get used to, because I'm quite a nervous person. I'm not one to just jump out of the box. So this will definitely be something to work on with y'all.
Okay, well, watch the space. Nitsha, keep in touch and look forward to seeing where you go with it. We're going to play out the show with the single Deja Vu. Would you like to just tell us a bit about the song?
The inspiration of the song started with a heartbreak from my teenage years that I wrote a few words down. I didn't even think there was going to come something out of it. And then after I moved to Cape Town last year, I met a friend that inspired me as well. So it was about the heartbreak and then the good memories and that I shared with this friend. So it's basically a mix and match of good and bad emotions or memories, if I can say it like that. So, yeah.
Looking forward to listening to it. Nietzsche, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and our very best wishes to you for your future success. The single is called Deja Vu. You can find it on all the major streaming platforms, but right now you can find it right here on Cape Talk.
I know I made a mistake, but coming back, the strength I had has been attacked. I know I need to let go, don't leave tracks. My tears are rolling down, I confess. Boy, you let me down, I'm a mess. Your voice breaks the silence and your hands in mine.
Is the name of the artist, and it's spelt like the philosopher, the German philosopher, except without the first E. So NITZSCHE, if you're looking for her on all the major streaming platforms, that track called Deja Vu.